All right, I get none of the skill guys down in Mobile. Well, I shouldn't say it that way. I don't get any of the perimeter guys. I got plenty of skill in our next guest right here from Clemson University, Grady Jarrett. Grady, what does a week like this mean for somebody like you?
This week is going to be big, especially for someone like me, man. I just want to come out here and show I can compete with the best. And, you know, I just feel like I'm capable of, you know, really raising my stock this week and really just going out here, competing, having fun.
I know a lot of people. I know when I watch you, I know a lot of people have compared you to a guy that was highly successful here last year, and that's Aaron Donald. And he went from probably being a second rounder on up into the mid-first round. A guy like that, kind of same stature, same build, same playing style. What does a guy like that mean to you?
You know, it definitely helps out of guys of my size, you know, just because, you know, a lot of guys want their tackles kind of bigger. But, we just may not look it, but we're big and fast and physical. So I just feel like it helps us in the end, just playing with leverage, playing physical, just being more athletic, running to the ball.
Now, we got a lot of South Carolina representation. We finally evened it out a couple years ago when we went out and got Nuke Hopkins. So we did even it out a little bit. We do need a little bit more Clemson in the locker room. But what are you going to bring to an NFL team, no matter whether it's Houston, wherever you go? What are you going to bring to that team?
You know, I'm going to bring the determination to be the best, man. Wherever I want to go, I want to help my teammates improve. I want to improve myself, and I want to bring a Super Bowl to wherever I'm at. Just try to help contribute, and I want to be one of the top tackles in the league, and that's what I'm working for. And that's why I'm here to compete, and I'm just really, really looking forward to the future.
Now, it's one thing to have former teammates in the locker room. It's another to have family in the locker room, and you got family right there in the Houston, Texas locker room, that being Justin Tuggle. What has he told you about the Texans and being with the Texans and the organization that he plays for?
It's really just what you put into it, man. And no matter if you behind, you know, Justin's situation, he was an undrafted free agent, ended up beating out some guys. And you just got to go in and work hard and learn your playbook and just give great effort all the time. And he's just a living testament of that. And I'm just fortunate to have him in my life, you know, just to give me inside info like that. So, I mean, it helps a lot, and I'm just really proud of him, how he's doing out there.
A few years ago, it was all about Chad Morris, Clemson offense. Man, offense got after it, could score points. My man Drew over there is SMU, so he's happy about Chad Morris. But the real story was the Tiger defense this year, and it got nasty in the bowl game now.
Yeah, definitely, man. We ended up being the number one defense in the country, playing with guys like Vic Beasley, Stephon Anthony, Rob Smith. We were deep, man, on every level. So, I mean, it was definitely something special to be a part of. The Oklahoma win was just an exclamation point on our season, man, and it was just couldn't gone out any better. I think I had like 4 tackle for loss in the game, man. It just couldn't gone out any better, man. It was a great win. Beat Oklahoma. Coach V came from Oklahoma. So it was great to go out on that note.
You know you got a star in your midst when he can remember all of his stats from a ball game. Grady Jarrett, Clemson University. Grady, good luck this week, man. It's going to be fun watching you.
Definitely. Thank you, man.